What's up, gang? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. You could be listening to anything else, but you're listening to this. So I appreciate that a ton. It means more than you know. With that said, we're going to be tackling the topic today of manifestation versus prayer. Manifestation versus prayer. So a little target statement before we go any further that if you remember nothing else, remember this. Manifestation is all about you, what you want and how you feel about it. Prayer, though, is the powerful act of communicating with God and seeking his guidance and his strength in determining the right path for our lives. So a little definition of both, just in case you're unfamiliar with either term or you just want some clarification on either one. Number one, manifestation. It refers to the process of bringing your thoughts, desires, and your intentions, keyword, your intentions, into reality through positive thinking and visualization. The idea is that by focusing your energy and your thoughts and your mind on a specific outcome, that somehow, some way, magically, it's going to appear. And I don't want to come off bias here. I did a good amount of research on what it is, and I just want to feed you that. You can manifest any outcome in your life. Think what you want to work as a job, how much money you want to make, your family situation, all that stuff can be manifested into life by thinking on it and visualizing it. It's often and really stems from the law of attraction, which states that like energy attracts like energy, that if I'm putting out positive vibes into the world, then I'm going to get positive things back in my life. Think, you know, this kind of leaks into the prosperity gospel to an extent, in which it's like, if I give money, then I'll receive it back. Think the same thing to a certain extent. But if you focus on these thoughts and feelings, you can attract those same experiences into your life. Think things like vision boards or positive affirmations in the mirror in the morning, or different mindset activities where we're shaping our mind to visualize the best possible outcome for our life, for our job, for our family, for our financial situation. That's kind of what it is. A great story that I think of immediately when I hear manifestation, law of attraction, visualization, all those things, is there's this fighter named Conor McGregor. He was huge, especially when I was growing up. He's from Ireland, and he was a beast. He was a two-time world champion. But he attributed a lot of his success to this idea of the law of attraction, that he would visualize himself winning the fights, being a champion, doing these things. And he said that is what led him to be that, by positively thinking on those things, that it brought all those positive accolades into his life. He even told a story one time, I think in a documentary, where he was talking about how he was practicing doing the law of attraction and would visualize himself at this mall that he wanted this certain parking spot up front, and he would visualize the spot like open. And so he would like practice by doing this, and then time and time again, he would pull up to this mall and the parking spot would be open. And that's just what he gave a lot of credit to, him winning fights and believing in himself and being a positive thinker and attracting those positive things into his life. And we'll talk a little bit about that, the legitimacy of that, and maybe even some of the helpful things in that regard when it comes to being a positive person. But that's one of the most clear examples I know of what it looks like to manifest things, law of attraction, all that stuff. Prayer, on the other hand, is an essential practice for Christians. The posture of prayer is humility, not that I want this, I visualize it, here's what I want, I'm going to go after it. It's more of, okay, what does God want for my life? What is his will for me? And I want to determine that in a posture of humility. It's a way of connecting with God, obviously, communicating with him in an intimate and personal way. And it's seen as a way to express gratitude, thankfulness, ask for forgiveness, seek guidance, and all that stuff. It's a powerful tool, and it allows us direct access to the awesome God of the universe. It's a big deal. Simply put, prayer is allowing ourselves access to God's wisdom, to his strength, and his perspective. A lot of times I tell people this when it comes to like, why would I pray? Like, why would I pray if God already knows the future for me? Blah, 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 blah. We'll do a whole episode on that one day. But a primary reason that we pray is simply for the fact that we can achieve God's perspective and see things the way that he sees them, and not through our selfish lens. Is that we're always worried about what we want, what we desire, and we often don't have the proper perspective to do the things or to go after the things that are really best for us in the end, not just when it comes to the glory of God, but even practically speaking, God designed the world and he knows a little bit more about how it works and the best things in it than we do. And so sometimes we have these feeble plans that we think are awesome and great, whereas God had something so much better in store for us, but we were so busy with our head down going after what we thought we should get. An example of this, you know, I was coming out of college and, you know, I wanted to do some cool stuff. I wanted to go into ministry, but I wasn't really sure of what that would look like for me. And so instead of law of attraction manifesting, oh, I want to go to, you know, XYZ church or work in this capacity. Hey guys, before jumping back into the episode, I want to give a huge shout out to this show's sponsor, Making Him Known Apparel Company. Making Him Known is run by my guy, Aaron, and Aaron does an awesome job of making apparel that draws others to Jesus. They have hoodies, tees, totes, stickers, and much more stuff coming soon, all at makinghimknown.com, which will be linked in the show notes. So if you want to support this podcast, go support Making Him Known and go get you some awesome apparel. I didn't do that. I knew that I wanted to do what God wanted me to do over what I wanted to do. And so I prayed a lot and I sought his guidance and I sought his wisdom. And I wanted to make sure that the next thing I did was going to be something that honored him, glorified him, and all that stuff. And that is a really significant example of prayer because it always had the posture of, hey, I don't know what I want. I don't want to make any assumptions as to what is best for me. I want to seek what you have for me, God. And that's prayer. Some more differences and similarities between the two. Number one is this. Manifestation is all about you, while prayer is all about a powerful God and what he wants for us. Manifestation is so focused on the individual and their personal desires and goals, whereas prayer is often directed towards getting guidance and strength from our Lord. I've already hit on this, but I want to make sure that I nail this down with you guys. Big, big difference. We'll talk about this a little bit later, that manifestation isn't all bad and malicious, yet the biggest problem with it is that we assume that we had the best idea and insight for our lives. That's just not true. If you're a Christian, you have to know that's not true, is that God has a much better viewpoint of the planet than we ever could. And so you want to make sure that you're leaning into what he has for you. Whether that means it's so much better, practically speaking, more money, better career, better family, whatever, that could be true. Or it could mean that some of us are going to go through some garbage for the glory of God. And that in the end, especially if you're a believer, should be what you're after, because we want to glorify God in everything that we do. And if you're manifesting things, visualizing things, and have your big vision boards of all this stuff, all these plans you want to accomplish, it definitely doesn't put you in a great position to be able to do that, to give yourself up for the glory of God. You know, Jesus even talks about, like, deny yourselves and follow me. Deny what you want, your desires, your goals, or your personal ambitions. Pick up your cross and follow me. Manifestation is all about you, whereas prayer is all about a higher power. Second one is this. Manifestation is an active process, while prayer tends to be more passive. Now, look. Prayer is the difference between what you can do and what God can do. I'm a wholehearted believer in that. I don't see it as that passive, but in comparison to manifestation, it is. Sometimes Christians have this crux of kind of sitting on our behinds and just waiting for God to tell us what to do, who to marry, where to work, where to live, and all these things. That's a problem, is that we get analysis paralysis and we're just sitting there, you know, twiddling our thumbs, waiting for God to do something, like, you know, pop open a billboard and show us exactly where to go. Whereas one thing we could learn from manifesting and visualizing is attacking the thing that we know is in front of us. God is abundantly clear when it comes to 95% of life. How do we work? We work hard for the glory of God. What do? We make disciples of all nations. How do we treat people? We love them as ourselves. Those are things that we don't need permission from God to do. We can just do it. And I think something we could learn as Christians is be a little bit more active in that regard, in aligning ourselves with God's plan. And so as we end here, manifestation and prayer are two different practices, but both, when balanced, can work together for a Christian. Manifestation may, and I'm not encouraging it, but the mentality of positive thinking, action, and faith can really contribute to accomplishing God's plan for your life. So long as that you spent the proper time praying, seeking God, giving your life up for him, and doing the thing that he's called you to do. There's no better example of this than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, right? Who was not super fired up about going to the cross, but yet recognized, like, this is what I'm called to do. He even said, like, God, if this cup could pass anybody else, I may be down for that. And he's like, but he said, let your will be done. He was perfect. Jesus was positive. He never made any mistakes. He gave out all of the positive energy in the world. But what came back to him was a death that he didn't deserve. For the glory of God, and that, as Christians, should be what we're all after. What does God want from me? And how do I attack that with just passion and fire in my soul to do whatever God is calling me to do? So I hope this episode helped you guys out. Hope it provided you some clarity. If so, give it a rating and a review, and I'll see you guys next week on the pod. Peace out.